While staying at San Yuan, three conditions, monastery, which was located south of Harbin, 30 Chinese miles away, at the town of Pingfang Station, I saw in my meditative contemplation that the following morning a young boy would come to leave the home life. The next morning I told my disciple Guo Neng, "Today a young boy is coming to leave home. Tell me when he arrives." At noon, Guo Neng came to my room and said in his Shandong accent, "Teacher, that boy you mentioned has finally come." I went down to the front hall and found a strapping boy of 12 or 13 whose build and countenance were handsome and full. He had the look of a bhikshu. The boy took one look at me and couldn't control his emotions. Just like one who sees a long-lost relative, he began crying uncontrollably, shedding tears of joy. "Why do you want to leave the home life?" I asked him. "Because I have a serious illness," he answered. From the age of 5, he could cure others' illnesses, but he couldn't cure his own illness. Doctors couldn't find the reason for my ailment and had no medicine to heal me. They were at a loss as to what to do. My father was very anxious. He sought a cure everywhere, but nothing seemed to work. One night, I had the same dream 3 times in which I saw a fat monk who came to me and said, "Your illness will never be cured unless you go to San Yuan Monastery in Harbin and leave the home life to cultivate the way under Dharma Master Anzi. If you do that, you will be cured spontaneously without medicine. If you don't do this, you have no hope of recovery." The memory of the dream was quite clear, so I obtained my father's permission to come here and seek the compassion of Dharma Master Anzi to allow me to leave home. I laughed and asked him, "Do you know Dharma Master Anzi?" "No, I don't," I said. "I'm afraid there is no Dharma Master Anzi here." "Oh, yes, there is," the lad answered confidently. "And as soon as I entered the door, I saw the same fat monk who was in my dream. He's sitting right over there." The boy pointed to Maitreya Bodhisattva. "He wouldn't cheat anybody. He told me to come here. There's no mistake." "What proof do you have that this dream talk is true? Who will believe you?" I challenged him. "You're probably just a poor boy with no clothes, food, and shelter who wants to come and leave the home life, aren't you?" "No, I'm not," he replied firmly. "I'm simply following the instructions of that fat monk, and he directed me to look for Dharma Master Anzi. He's the only one who can cure my disease. That's why I've been on the road for over a month, walking 1,000 miles to get here." At the time, the Japanese had just surrendered unconditionally, and the railroads in Manchuria had not yet resumed operation. Along the road, I walked right past the last inn in a town and found no village ahead, so I could only camp out in the open fields. I was in a hurry to get here, and I paid no attention to anything else. One night, I was sleeping in a meadow when suddenly a pack of wolves surrounded me. I wasn't afraid of them, though, and I said, "Get out of here, or else I'm going to give you trouble. You're going to get a taste of these eggs," hand grenades. And the pack of wolves ran away obediently. Having said his piece, he looked up at me with pleading eyes. I decided to give his sincerity another test. I picked up a piece of steamed bread and, after chewing it up thoroughly, spit it out on the ground. I said, "First pick that up and eat it, then we'll see what's what." He didn't hesitate for an instant or worry about my unsanitary saliva, but promptly scooped up the bread and swallowed it down. Having passed his test, he had demonstrated that his wish to leave the home life was sincere. I gave him the novice precepts, and he became a young Shramanera. Having received the precepts, he worked hard in his cultivation. He was quite a courageous student, not at all lax or lazy. Before 6 months passed, he realized the attainment of the 5 eyes and 6 spiritual penetrations. His skill was considerable, and his spiritual abilities were vast. This is not an exaggeration, but a matter of absolute fact. Everyone in the area knew that this young novice monk had spiritual powers. Afterwards, he fell into arrogance and pride. He grew haughty, and his spiritual abilities vanished. It was sad. When he wanted to demonstrate them, he couldn't do so anymore. Cultivators of the way must pay close attention to this. Whether we have spiritual powers or not, we shouldn't indulge in pride or attachments for any reason whatsoever. Even less should we advertise ourselves and create our own publicity. Our proper role is to be content with our station, guard our behavior, and truly, honestly cultivate with vigorous energy. Be valiant and forge ahead. That's the only way to attain actual spiritual skill. Under no circumstances may we toy with superficial aspects, and when provoked by a certain sound or struck by a certain vision, feel that we have become extraordinary. To make such a mistake leaves the true way a million miles away.